This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I know a lot of you look forward to this time when we open God's Word, the Bible, and start our day with a thought from God that shapes our lives. I love it too. I love building my life on the truth that's in God's Word. There's something different about truth, isn't there? It's different than opinion. And people have all sorts of opinions about all sorts of things. But when we go to the one who created life, who designed humanity, who put us in this world for a purpose, who saw our lives become so damaged and broken when we pushed him away out of our lives, and is now at work to restore our lives to be what he designed them to be, when we come to him and look for his insight, he shapes our lives in such a beautiful way that begins to rebuild and redeem and restore our lives. I love what God is doing in my life, and I hope you love what he's doing in yours too. You know, as a Christian, your life is far from perfect. We're talking this week about living a Christ-like life. And sometimes, when a person who is not a Christian looks at the life of a Christian, they expect it to be perfect, to be exactly like Jesus Christ. Well, there are a lot of Christians who aren't even trying to live like Christ, and that's a big problem. They're not representing who God is and what Christianity is really all about. There are many of us, though, we are really working to grow to be more like Christ, and we still know we have so many failings. Well, that's the Christian life. It doesn't mean being perfect, but it means I am growing. Growing to be more like Jesus Christ. All this week, we're looking at ingredients to Christ-likeness in your life. I want to go to one today. We touched on it on Monday, and that is this commitment to obedience is one of the foundations of a Christ-like life. You know, in the book of 1 Samuel in the Old Testament of the Bible, it talks about a time when the prophet Samuel was sent by God to King Saul with some very specific instructions about what Saul should do. And Saul did some of those and not others. But in the midst of it all, he worshipped God, he offered sacrifices to God, did all of these things. And eventually Samuel arrives and sees that Saul has not done all that God wanted him to do and told him so clearly. And Samuel challenged him about that. And Saul said, "Oh, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord," and describes the things he did do. And Samuel then says, "Well, what about these other things?" And Saul says, "Oh, but we didn't do those things, but we sacrificed to the Lord." Here's Samuel's response. He says in verse 22, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen better than the fat of rams," the rams that Saul had sacrificed. And he goes on from there, interacting with King Saul. Well, here it is. A person might compromise their obedience to God and say, "No, but I'm still worshiping God. I'm going to church. I'm doing all these things. I'm active in all these ways." And God is saying to us today, "I would much rather you obey me than do all that worshiping, because your worship is not sincere if it's not coming from a life that puts me first and obeys and honors me in what you do. To obey is better than sacrifice. I have more delight in obeying my voice than in your worship songs and all your services that you do. They don't matter if you don't obey me." And so I want to challenge you, if you want to live a Christ-like life, you have to begin a habit of choosing God's way above the world's way, above your own way. It's not simple. It's not easy. You'll be different from people around you, often out of step with the times. It won't always be convenient. It won't always be popular. But if you commit to doing things God's way, he will provide you the strength to carry through. Make it a habit to always say yes to God and it will become more and more natural to do so, even if not more easy. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.